This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 987. What is your cash savings hierarchy? By Harry Stout of financialverse.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host. And this is where I read to you each and every day, 7 days a week, from some of the best blogs in the world. And if you have any ideas for us for future shows, please do come and share those. We love to hear from you. You can send your topic requests via oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. Now, before we get to our post today, if you have a business or if you know someone who does, you probably know that small business owners wear a lot of hats. Now, some of those hats are totally great, but some, like filing taxes and running payroll, for example, not so great. And that's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and simple management tools all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits and even 401ks for your team. Those old-school, clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way modern small businesses work. But Gusto is. Better yet, now's the time to get set up for the new year. So don't wait. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/OFD. That's gusto.com/OFD. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we start optimizing your life. What is your cash savings hierarchy? By Harry Stout of financialverse.com. As I wrote in the Financial Verse, A Common Sense Approach for Your Money, there are 10 must-dos to manage your financial life. One of those is to have a cash budget. If you can't measure your net cash position each month, you can't manage it. A question I often get is, once I have a budget in place and I find my cash inflow exceeds my outflow, what do I do with this extra money? Where should I put it? Should I put more into my 401k first, or should I pay off a loan? I'm confused. What should I do? Based on my experience, I have developed what I call the cash savings hierarchy for your consideration. In presenting the cash savings hierarchy, I have tried to come up with a simple approach to a very personal decision process. After you are able to comfortably pay your living expenses each month, including basic insurance coverages like auto, home, and life, and minimum debt service, and can see that you have extra cash in your checking account, you are ready to implement the cash savings hierarchy. It is a rational process with the following steps. 1. Establish an online savings account. Online accounts typically pay higher rates of interest on your savings than offerings from the brick-and-mortar banks and are easy to withdraw money from when you need it. Use this account to begin to accumulate your excess cash and segregate it from your checking account cash so that you're not tempted to spend the money. One way to do this is to set up regular transfers from your checking account to the online savings account. 2. Use the online savings account to build your emergency fund. Remember, as was discussed in the Financial Verse, you need to create a fund of the greater of $10,000 or 6 months of basic living expenses. Keeping your emergency fund in an account that you can draw on quickly, if needed, should give you peace of mind. 3. I know that once your emergency fund is fully funded, the questions of whether you should repay debt or accumulate cash for the purchase of a home will arise. Accelerating debt payments as the first action would be my personal choice. Being free of the negative impact on debt payments is as liberating a financial event as any other. Take a look at the work of Dave Ramsey and his books in this area to help you on this journey. As far as the action to purchase a home, there is no easy answer as to whether this is the right thing to do. In certain regions of the country, it's better to own versus rent your home, while in other areas, purchasing a home is almost impossible or not economically viable. You will need to speak with a real estate and financial professional to determine what is the best course of action in your area. 4. Your next step should be to begin to fund your 401k plan, if one is available to you, to secure the full employer contribution. Remember, the sooner you start saving, the greater impact it'll have on your retirement. Many people miss out on using the 401k plan offered by their employer and the employer matching contribution that's offered. Most employers match your contributions up to a certain level. Per a recent report from Fidelity Investments, the average employer matches contributions up to 4.7% of your salary in 2019. Remember, 401k employer matching funds are found money. If you can save 4.7% of your salary and the employer matches that amount, you'd be saving 9.4% of your salary for your later years, which is a healthy start on what you should be putting away. 5. After you are contributing enough to your 401k to earn the full employer matching contribution, I would then look to take the excess and fund one of three choices depending upon your individual situation. These choices would be cash value life insurance with the goal of accumulating funds for later in life and creating permanent life insurance coverage, setting up a health savings account or HSA if you qualify based on the type of health insurance you have, and lastly, I would begin to fund a 529 college savings plan for any dependent children you have. At this stage, I would suggest you work with a qualified financial professional to determine which option would be best for you. 6. If you still have cash left after fully funding steps 1 through 5, I would then meet with an investment professional to develop a plan to begin to invest for the future as agreed with the professional. A qualified financial professional can work with you to determine what investments best meet your risk and return needs. Summary: generating more cash inflow versus outflow each month is a key milestone in the financial verse. Once you do, you're able to focus on putting cash into your emergency fund, paying off debt, and investing for your later years. There is no one way to accomplish this, and you will need to decide what is best for you from both a financial and psychological standpoint. The financial verse cash savings hierarchy provides you with a framework to use. Remember, you need to save at least 10% to 15% of your annual income to be able to pay for the expected costs of your life expectancy. Deciding on an approach and sticking to it are the keys to success in saving money for all your needs. You just listened to the post titled, What is Your Cash Savings Hierarchy? By Harry Stout of financialverse.com. And don't forget, Gusto offers modern, easy payroll and benefits to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/OFD. And don't wait, now's the best time to get set up for 2020. That's gusto.com/OFD. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you have a great start to your weekend. And I'm going to be back with you tomorrow as usual. That's where your optimal life awaits.